I really don't know all that much about the disease of leprosy. I do know that this particular disease leaves a person untouchable. Untouchable. We may not know much about many different kinds of disease. The things our loved ones, our friends, people we've mentioned are going through. But I think we do know what it feels like to be untouchable. You see, I think that there are parts of our lives that either we don't want anybody to touch, or parts of ourselves that we really don't think worthy of anybody touching. You know, perhaps you're not like me, but that is true of me. Think about the times and the ways in which you feel like nobody can touch. Those places where you perhaps most need the touch of another person. The healing touch, perhaps even, of God. We have a story, we've actually had two stories of lepers, but right now I want to focus upon the one in which that leper came to Jesus. In biblical times, lepers, particularly if they had a particular kind of leprosy, not really like Naaman, because Naaman still had contact with people. If you listen to that story, he had servants around him. He had contact with the king. Perhaps he didn't have that kind of leprosy that leaves a person removed from everyone else. But that was the case with this person. In biblical times, a leper was not allowed to even come near someone. If they would approach, they had to warn and say, "Leper! Leper! Stay away!" Because leprosy was considered to be so contagious that just being near, breathing the same air, they didn't understand what it was. We follow this story. We have a leper who dares to do something different. He comes up and kneels, gets down on his knees at Jesus' feet. Just the very scene of that. I know enough about biblical stories. I may not know much about leprosy itself and what it is like to have leprosy. But I do know that the stigma behind it was such that this should be a scene that kind of takes us back. It would have been for the first hearers of this story. How dare this person do this? Now, what little I do know of leprosy as a disease has me wondering if he could even feel his knees hitting the ground. Because leprosy, as little as I understand it, means that you start losing the feeling from your extremities. You stop feeling. Now, that's an aspect of a disease in which you most need to feel the touch of another human being, but you can't because your disease prevents it. If a person should even touch you, you would not feel it. But here is this man down on his knees before Jesus, and he makes a request. And it's an interesting request. Did you hear it? He said, "If you can heal me." No, he didn't say, "If you can." "If you will heal me, please do so." This man believes that Jesus can do this. But the question is, will he? Is that the question for us as well? You know, do we, is the question for us in our relation to the things we face, can God do this? Or is the question, will God do this? But here is this picture you have of Jesus standing there, and there is this man at his feet, a leper. And unspoken here is the collective of everybody who looks on. What is going to happen? This man makes his request. Now, it's interesting that there are two variants to verse 41. You know, don't you, that there is no existing primary document that we're going from. What we have are secondary documents, multiple copies of copies of the original. We do not have the original text here, behind here. Only we go from copies. And one particular copy has the Greek word that means anger. And other copies have the word that means compassion. And most of our translations follow the latter. Jesus moved by compassion. But other ones said, moved by anger. What would that mean, to be moved by anger? Why might Jesus be angry? Would he be angry at this man for daring to do this? Or is his anger at the way things are? No, that this is not what God intends. For A, this person to have leprosy. For B, this person to be ostracized like he is. C, not to be untouchable. Is Jesus angry at that? Well, we follow more. Jesus, filled with compassion, what does Jesus do? He reaches out and touches and says, I choose. I will heal. And the man is healed. Of course, there's much more to the story, and I don't have time to really jump into that. But the question I leave us with is, as we head off into our daily life, is the question of, do we believe that God will step into our situations? Calixtus, do you believe that God will be there in Fort Dix to protect you and guide you every step of the way, that God will redeem this circumstance? Do you believe that? Yes, with all your heart, soul, mind. Do you believe that God is there in that room with your dad? That God will bring God's kind of healing. We don't know what that is, but do you believe that? God will touch the situation. We could go around the room. Dave, as you are looking ahead to this surgery, do you believe that God will, in God's own way, be a healing presence through what you are facing? Do you believe? Kathleen, do you believe that God is present even now? You have spoke words of faith in describing your relative, Bill's relative, but do you believe that God will? Yeah, you know, that's just, we could go around the room. Do you believe? And that belief isn't just an intellectual assent. It is a form of trust. It is stepping into the river of healing, God's healing power, that is like a mighty river that rolls through our lives, washing away, cleansing, healing. Brothers and sisters, step into it. Step into it. Step into it. Amen? Amen. Amen.